Hello and welcome once again to the podcast that no one's talking about. If you listen to last week's effort, you were part of a very small, I like to say very select group, sort of intimate clack, which may get more intimate depending on what you all think of country music. I like it. It's morose and is oftentimes about drinking and religion. I guess it's mostly about being left, usually by a woman, sometimes by a man, given the gender of the artist. It's generally suited to those of us who like to wallow in self-pity. The best artists, I think, at eliciting that feeling of a sort of pathological lovelessness, coupled with a kind of religious doom, was an Alabaman named Hiram King Williams, who died in the backseat of a Cadillac early New Year's morning 54 years ago. This is Hank Williams with Alone and Forsaken.
We met in the springtime when blossoms unfold, the pastures were green and the meadows were gold. Our love was in flower as summer grew on. Her love, like the leaves, now have withered and gone. The roses have faded, there's frost at my door. The birds in the morning don't sing anymore. The grass in the valley is starting to die, and out in the darkness the whippoorwills cry. Alone and forsaken by fate and by man, oh Lord, if you hear me, please hold my hand. Oh, please understand. Oh, where has she gone to? Oh, where can she be? She may have forsaken some other like me. She promised to honor, to love and obey. Each vow was a plaything that she threw away. The darkness is falling, the sky has turned gray. A hound in the distance is starting to bay. I wonder what she's thinking of. Forsaken, forgotten, without any love. Alone and forsaken by fate and by man. Oh Lord, if you hear me, please hold my hand. Oh, please understand.
Hello there, gee, it's been a long, long time. How am I doing? Oh, I guess that I'm doing fine. It's been so long now, and it seems like it was only yesterday. Ain't it funny how time slips away? How's your new love? I hope that she's doing fine. Heard you told her that you'd love her till the end of time. Now that's the same thing that you told me. Seems like just the other day. Ain't it funny how time slips away. I gotta go now, but I'll be seeing you around. Don't know when though, never know when I'll be back in town. But remember what I told you, that someday you're gonna pay. And it's surprising how time slips away.
While facing my doom, my eyes fill with cold, bitter tears. My sins were unnumbered, my chances were small, that God would forgive or forget. A slave to the bottle that makes a man fall and sink to a life of regret.
The price of the bottle is just a down payment. There's no way of knowing the cost. For money can't comfort the hearts that are broken, nor buy back the souls that are lost.
While touring the country not long ago, I stood in line in a whiskey store, while a young man ahead of me convinced the cashier that his check was good. "Everybody knows me," he said. Then he mentioned his dad. It was an easy name to remember. The cashier took his check with a smile. The picture and the headlines in the morning paper made my heart bleed with pain. The twisted remains of a car that had struck a bridge railing, overturned and burst into flames, held the bodies of this young man, his wife, and their 3-year-old daughter. I ask you, friend, what is the price of the bottle?
The price of the bottle is just the down payment. There's no way of knowing the cost. Souls that are lost.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
If you were a carpenter and I were a lady, I'd marry you anyway, I'd have your baby.
If a tinker was my trade, would I still find you?
I'd be carrying the pot you made, following behind you.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. If I were a miller and a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your colored blouse
and you saw shoes shining.
If you were a miller and a mill wheel grinding, I'd not miss my colored blouse and my soft shoes shining.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. If I worked my hands in wood, would you still love me?
I'd answer you, yes I would.
And would you not be above me? If I were a carpenter and you were a lady,
I'd marry you anyway, I'd have your baby.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow.
That was, and let me be official about this, because the myriad name changes has to be a source of ridicule for all but his, you know, fiercest sycophants. That was Bonnie Prince Billy covering. You can't see me, but I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. The Palace song, Agnes, Queen of Sorrow, from a 1995 EP called Hope. I mean, the original was on the 1995 EP called Hope by a band called Palace Songs. It's all Will Oldham. The one we just heard was from a 2004 record, I think both of which are on Drag City. And the original is just, you know, this brutally sad song. And, you know, the cover, it's really quite gorgeous. It has, you know, this nice pedal steel and a female vocal, but it's not at all the same as the original, which is much slower and sort of deeper, looser, not really out of control, but just not, you know, didn't have that. The last one we just heard had a sort of this Nashville sheen to it, and that one is just really one of the more devastating songs that you're really ever likely to hear. Before that was Johnny and June Carter Cash taking a stab at the Tim Harden song If I Were a Carpenter, and I think it came off quite well. Before that was the Lubin Brothers, The Price of the Bottle, from their 1965 LP, Thank God for My Christian Home. You know, I think I just read in Newsweek that Charlie Lubin is still touring. Ira is long dead, sort of in a bitter twist of irony. He died in a Missouri car wreck. The other driver was actually drunk. Ira himself had warrants out for his arrest in Dallas on drunk driving charges, and he seemed to be an interesting character, somewhat aggressive. He was thrice shot in the back by his wife. I think it was his third wife, but he tried strangling her with a telephone cord. So, you know, Ira was not a man who practiced what he preached. And before that was Wanda Jackson doing the Willie Nelson classic, Funny How Time Slips Away, from her 1963 record, Love Me Forever on Capitol. This next one is called Tulsa County. It was written by Pam Pollen for The Byrds, and it appeared on their 1969 album, Ballad of Easy Rider.
My nights have been lonely since I've been in Tulsa County, and I really don't know what I'm gonna do. I just might take a trip somewhere along the southern border, 'cause I know I've gotta get away from you. I don't know just where I'll go. I believe I'll ride it down to Mexico, down to Mexico. Got your note in Charleston, said you needed my assistance, but when I got there, you didn't need me then. I may not be a wise man, but I know this life you're leading, you learn your tricks from lots of other men. I don't know just where I'll go. I believe I'll ride it down to Mexico, down to Mexico. I
found some letters you wrote me this morning, and they told of the love we once knew. Now they're gone, I've burned them to ashes. Don't want nothing to remind me of you. Burning bridges behind me, it's too late to turn back now. Burning bridges behind me, all I want is to forget you somehow. So the house we once planned, said goodbye to the friends we once knew. Then I moved to a faraway city, trying hard to forget. Is to forget you somehow.
Sometimes I don't know where this dirty road is taking me. Sometimes I don't even know the reason why, but I guess I keep a gambling, lots of booze and lots of rambling. Well, it's easier than just waiting around to die. All one time friends I had a ma, even had a pa. Well, he beat her with a belt once, 'cause she cried. She told him to take care of me, headed down to Tennessee. But it's easier than just waiting around to die. I came age and I found a girl in a Tuscaloosa bar. Oh, she cleaned me out and hit it on the sly. Well, I tried to kill the pain. I bought some wine and hopped a train. Seemed easier than just waiting around to die. Then a friend said he knew where some easy money was. We robbed a man, and brother, did we fly. But the posse caught up with me and drug me back to Muskogee. And it's 2 long years of waiting around to die. Oh, but now I'm out of prison, I got me a friend at last. He don't drink or steal or cheat or lie. Oh, his name's Codeine, and he's the nicest thing I've seen. Well, together we're gonna wait around and die. Yeah, together we're gonna wait around and die.
There's a certain something in the way you looked at me and said you'd stay, that let me know that I was out of line. But I didn't know what else to do, and like a fool I tested you by demanding things of you which weren't mine. And now I feel like such a fool. But you did it with such love that you're standing far above me and all I did to you. I'm sorry now, what can I do? I know that never in the world could I have found me such a girl who's there to pick me up before I fall. So if in the end we should go our separate ways, I know the lesson I've learned here is worth it all.
Crying in the Rain, from Willie Nelson's classic, a 1975 concept album, The Red-Headed Stranger, which is possibly one of the finest country albums ever recorded. It's definitely on the short list. The song, A Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, was originally written and performed by Fred Rose in 1945, making it, slightly odd. The fact that Nelson used a cover or covers on a concept album seems a little strange. I mean, usually concept albums, and I've never made one myself, but usually they're made up of original material. But I guess that sort of, I mean, really just kind of speaks to the genius of Willie Nelson. Prior to that was Mike Nesmith, the former Monkee and the son of the woman who invented Whiteout, with Nine Times Blue from his fabulous First National Band days. And if you don't have that, there's a double disc, Magnetic South and Loose Salute. Magnetic South is from 1970, which is where Nine Times Blue is from. Those are both fabulous country rock albums, sort of in the same vein as a Gram Parsons or Flambeauder Brothers types of records. And they're really quite good and sort of unknown in a lot of people. I don't know. They probably don't give Mike Nesmith his due, just like no one gives the Monkees their due, but I mean, that's for another show. And before Mr. Nesmith and his First National Band was the Mighty Towns Van Zandt, who does get his due, with his fantastic, fatalistic ode to self-medication, namely codeine and, you know, probably alcohol also, and also crime and sort of the aftershocks of a bad childhood. But that song, Waiting Around to Die, is from his self-titled record. From 1969, originally on Poppy Records. And after the Byrds was Connie Smith's Burning Bridges, from her 1967 album, Soul of Country Music, which was on RCA Victor. Well, I think we're at the end now, and I want to thank everyone again for listening. You didn't have to, and if you did, I thank you. If any questions and comments and all that sort of thing, you can direct to sunsuperman@yahoo.com. And also, I just want to give everyone a heads up about next Sunday, because it's going to be Donovan versus Dylan. And, you know, I'd like to sort of, you know, put forth a thesis that Donovan was more than just the clown that advocated smoking banana peels. And though maybe he's not as... well, he wasn't, you know, Jesus taken from the cross like Dylan, but still, he wrote some wonderful songs. Anyway, thank you and good night.